The sisters who would be queen, Mary, Catherine, and Lady Jane Grey, a Tudor tragedy, by Leander de Lisle, narrated by Wanda McCadden. Copyright 2009 by Leander de Lisle. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Ballantine Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. God, the Prime Mover, brought peace and order to the darkness of the void as the cosmos was born. Everything, spirit or substance, was given its place according to its worth and nearness to God. Above the rocks, which enjoyed mere existence, were plants, for they enjoyed the privilege of life. Each plant also had its appointed rank. Trees were higher than moss, and oak the noblest of the trees. Superior even to the greatest tree were animals, which have appetite as well as life. Above the animals, mankind, whom God blessed with immortal souls, and they too had their degrees, according to the dues of their birth. This was the great chain of being by which the Tudor universe was ordered, and at its top, under God, stood Henry VIII. It was a place he held convincingly. As he prepared for the joust on a spring day in 1524, he was still the man described by a Venetian ambassador as the handsomest prince in Christendom. Tall and muscular, with a fine complexion, the 32-year-old monarch had ruled England for 15 years and was in the prime of life. He had just had some new armour made and was looking forward to testing it at the tilt. Henry was considered the finest jouster of his generation, and the watching crowd had high expectations of the sport ahead. Attending the king on foot,